Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 92. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of thunderstorms 70. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance for storms 95. Chance for storms Friday, slight chance of rain showers on Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state of Kansas has announced that the state is projected to lose just under $50 million in total support for education programs with different districts around the state. As one district, USD 457 from the Garden City area, says that's a loss to them of near $1.3 million in different key programs, including migration education, teacher quality and professional development, English language acquisition, student support and academic enrichment, and after-school programs. According to the Kansas Board of Education, they say that the freeze affects summer and after-school programs nationwide, with the Garden City Public School District releasing a statement saying, quote, "We understand how much our diverse community values these programs and the people that serve our students every day." In other news, after the recent floods in the state of Texas, camps in the state of Kansas say they are reviewing their severe weather response plans and the effect that something similar may happen here on the home front. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Steve Earle,
Copperhead Rules,
and Reckless Kelly, two Americana legends in one epic set, Friday, July 11th at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Steve Earle, Reckless Kelly, get your tickets now at SevenClans.com or the Players Club. Don't miss Steve Earle and Reckless Kelly at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, North Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is reminding individuals to be aware of a texting scam that is going across the state of Kansas, trying to scam individuals out of money, as the text messages are going to mobile phones registered in the state of Kansas with threats to revoke your driver's license or enact certain penalties if you do not submit toll or ticket payments on time. According to Cheryl Cadeau with the Kansas Department of Transportation, they released a press statement saying, quote, "Please remember that KDOT does not collect money for tickets or tolls, and the agency does not send unsolicited text messages. Do not click or open any links within these scam texts, and never provide personal or financial details by clicking unknown links. Clicking on these links could expose your information to scammers." These scam text messages claim to be from the Division of Vehicles and threatens legal action and collection of fees or suspension of driver's license if the phone user does not comply. KDOT does recommend that if you have received one of these text messages, you can report it to the Federal Trade Commission on their website. Mid-America Network News.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has officially announced a new interim director for the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, Maureen Larson has been appointed by the governor, who is currently serving as the governor's general counsel. She had earned her law degree from the University of Nebraska College of Law and also serves as Pillen's deputy director on policy research. She plans on transitioning from her current role into the new position starting on July 21st, replacing Casey Belitz, who had resigned after serving 2 years on the job. In other news, the ongoing search for the fourth annual Coolest Thing Made in Nebraska contest is officially kicked off for 2025, with this year's nomination process now open through the month of July. According to the Nebraska Examiner, They say 16 different products will be chosen among the pool of nomination entries, with the public voting beginning in the month of August for a bracket-style competition. Mid-America Network News. It's
heating up. There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County fair season is underway. The Jefferson County Fair in February continues through Sunday. Rough Stock Rodeo Wednesday night with free admission. Friday and Saturday nights, Midwest Nationals racing begins at 7. Live music to follow each evening. A free fun open horse show will be featured Saturday beginning at noon. Full schedule of events online at jeffcofair.us and on Facebook. USDA Farm Service Agency County Committee election season is underway. If you know an ag producer interested in serving on the local FSA County Committee, please contact your local office before August 1st. Individuals may also nominate themselves. With voting this fall, candidates selected will take office January 1st. Nomination forms and more information available on the Farm Service Agency website, fsa.usda.gov/elections. NECAP is recruiting for a board member. See their website, NECAP.org, for more information. Nominations are open through July 16. J.D. Euler of Wathena, who had served as 22nd Judicial District Judge, which includes Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties, passed away Friday at the age of 85. He served as District Judge from 1988 to 2000, including 6 years as Chief Judge, then after retirement went on to serve as a Donovan County Commissioner. Dustin Denton of Valley Heights was elected FFA State Vice President and was a guest this past weekend on our public affairs program. He commented on his goals.
You know, as a team, I think we have a lot of goals, and personally, I have a lot of goals as well. But the biggest thing, I think, is just continuing to serve Kansas FFA. And, you know, it's all about the membership and making sure they feel included. So being inclusive and just offering opportunities to younger members as well. But something else I'll also comment on is being a role model, because growing up in FFA, the organization has given me so many role models throughout the year that have pushed me personally to be, you know, do what I've accomplished today. So I hope I can be that role model for a younger member that's also starting to fall in love like FFA, like I was 3-4 years ago now.
Timothy B. Gilliam, age 69, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral services planned Friday at 5:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Tim Gilliam. Florence McGrath, age 96, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday in Olathe. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf. Burial in the Greenleaf Cemetery. The Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Florence McGrath. Willifred Corky Godsey, age 95, of Waterville, passed away July 2nd. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Corky Godsey. Larry D. Nugent, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Larry Nugent. David E. Evans, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Celebration of life service planned at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for David Evans. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a pulled pork sandwich, sweet potato fries, garden vegetable blend and applesauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s, then scattered showers possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers early Thursday, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Thursday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the day Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And more rain may continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. Then scattered showers possible throughout Saturday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Lots of sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. And more rain showers possible throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July, 90. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 69, and the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. Sunny and 68. Another pleasant start for this Wednesday, the 9th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Gather all the merry you can carry with Reflections Hallmark's annual keepsake ornament premiere, July 11th until the 19th. Experience over 250 new ornament designs while also discovering a new treasure or two. Pick up your pre-orders and receive a limited edition tote bag with any purchase. Christmas came early, July 11th through the 19th, with the annual Hallmark ornament premiere only at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Good morning, this is Judson Richards. We'll begin with baseball in Milwaukee. The best team in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers, versus one of the best young arms in baseball in Brewers starter Jacob Mizorowski. The Dodgers entered play having lost four in a row. We go to the first.
And this one is hit well to center field. This one's back and it is gone. And the show starts early tonight. An 0-2 pitch, Ohtani hammers his 31st home run of the season. The Dodgers jump out on top. It is 1-0.
The call on AM 570 LA Sports. Ohtani's homer was his 31st of the season, the most by a Dodger before the All-Star break. But after that, Mizorowski struck out the next five batters, climbing all the way to an even dozen.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 99. It's a dozen for the Miz. 12 strikeouts. We are watching a video game right now at American Family Field.
The call on 620 WTMJ. The 12 Ks, a career high for the rookie right-hander, making just his fifth career start. The Brewers win 3-1. The Dodgers have lost five in a row. Yankees snapped their losing skid on Sunday with a win over the Mets. New York had lost six in a row before that. Yankees back in the Bronx hosting the Seattle Mariners in the seventh inning.
High fly ball, right field, Moore back. He's on the track, he's at the wall. See ya! A home run for Judge. Number 34. And the Yankees lead 7-0.
They call the Yes Network. The Yankees would go on to win, although Cal Raleigh for the Mariners hit his league-leading 36th home run. One note from the NBA, Orlando Magic star Paolo Banchero agreed to a five-year, $239 million maximum rookie contract extension that could climb all the way to $287 million.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. Six full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, President Trump promises details this morning on tariffs on imports from seven more countries and on another batch coming this afternoon. He's also threatening 200% tariffs on imports of pharmaceuticals. Investors will be watching the White House as the trading day begins. The Dow slipped another 165 points Tuesday to close at 44,241. The S&P backed down a fraction, but the NASDAQ composite gained a fraction before the close. If this doesn't convince you to immediately delete those unsolicited offers to invest in crypto, nothing will. Two men have been indicted in a sprawling cryptocurrency investment scam that defrauded victims out of $650 million collectively. And Barbie is joining the millions of Americans living with diabetes. A new Barbie is the first with type 1 diabetes to help raise awareness about the condition. She comes with a polka dot outfit, chunky heels, an insulin pump, and a glucose monitor on her arm. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair July 9th through the 13th, home of the USAC Midwest Midget National Championship. This national championship race will have some of the nation's top drivers for the Thursday through Saturday event. After the races, enjoy the beer garden with live music or ride the mechanical bull. Free admission to the horse arena events with a Rustock Rodeo, Extreme Trail Challenge, and a fun open horse show. There'll be a carnival and many special events. Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair July 9th through the 13th in Fairbury, Nebraska. Visit us at jeffcofair.us or on Facebook at Jefferson County Fair, Nebraska.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the middle of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from the markets yesterday. Over in the grains, we did see those numbers fall in the red all throughout the day. A similar story for the seeds market. And in the livestock market, we did see the cattle go up in the green and the hogs played around with mixed on the board. We'll see how these trends continue throughout the trade day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Starting off in the corn market, July corn finished down 7 pennies at 411 even. September corn finished down 5.5 at 398 even. Kansas City wheat for July finished down 5 pennies at 503.5. September KC wheat also finished down 5 pennies at 522.5. Over in the oats market, July oats finished down 7.75 at 395.5. September oats finished down 11.5 at 377 even. In the bean market, July soybeans finished down 7.5 at 1024.25. August beans down 10.25 at 1021.25. Soybean meal for July down $1.30 at 267.20. August bean meal finished down $1.50 at 270.70. Bean oil for July finished in the green up 4 cents at 54.11. August bean oil up 17 cents at 54.11. Over in the cotton market, July cotton finished down 71 cents at 64.68. December cotton also finished down 51 cents at 67.38. Over in the canola market, July canola finished up $7.30 at $6.93.60. November canola also finished up $7.30 at $7.04.10. Taking a look now at your closing numbers for the stock market, the Dow Jones down 141 points, the S&P 500 down 4 points, and the NASDAQ down 10 points. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. When preparing for breeding sheep and goats, there are several management considerations that can improve efficiency and outcomes when it comes to getting animals bred and having healthy lambs and kids. K-State small ruminant specialist Kelsey Bentley discusses the ideal body condition for sheep and goats beginning breeding.
Body condition scoring is going to be a critical tool for managing our breeding success. The ideal body condition score, and this is out of a 5-point scale, for breeding ewes and does is going to be ranging between a 2.5 and a 3.5. Research shows that animals that are too thin, so anything below that 2.5, or too fat, anything above a 4.0, are less likely to conceive and actually have more complications during pregnancy, leading to dystocia during lambing and kidding.
Bentley outlines key vaccination protocols that support the health of breeding stock.
I think vaccination and disease prevention is probably our number one thing that we should be trending towards or thinking of as we're entering our breeding season. All breeding animals should be vaccinated against CD&T or Clostridium perfringens type C and D with a tetanus toxoid. So this should be given at least 3 to 4 weeks before breeding, especially within our does. And the reason we say that is doe and ewe are going to be providing a lot of passive immunity to lamb. So getting this window right for when we give her that CD&T actually primes her to produce that antibody within her colostrum, and then we pass that protection on to lamb.
She adds that targeted deworming is especially effective in protecting against parasites.
Deworming is one that is really near and dear to my heart with the parasitology. So I always recommend we steer away from blanket deworming protocol. So that means bringing everyone into the barn and giving them all dewormer all at one time. I think actually through targeted selective treatment, through things like FAMACHA, where we can pull down the inner eyelid and kind of gauge anemia. This can even be done through looking at mucosal membranes. So even if you could just kind of pull up their gums and see their gums, a lot of times we can see anemia in any sort of membrane.
That was K-State small ruminant specialist Kelsey Bentley with reminders for sheep and goat producers as breeding season nears. Healthy breeding stock helps lay the foundation for healthy offspring. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Lewin Burger in Waterville has dependable Sim Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewin Burger today at Waterville, 785-268-0647.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
We've come a long way since Fair Food meant corn dogs and cotton candy. All about the outrageous concoctions in the works for fairgoers on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 9th, the 190th day of the year. Tom Hanks has a birthday, and on this day in 1956, Dick Clark debuted as the host of a local TV show in Philadelphia called Bandstand. Bear season is here, and that means the competition for the most creative deep-fried concoction is about to begin. In recent years, we've seen everything from chicken-fried bacon to spaghetti and meatballs on a stick. And while you'll still find plenty of deep-fried Twinkies and candy bars, vendors are stepping up to the challenge of putting beverages on a stick. Deep-fried sweet tea, cola, and lattes are getting the battered treatment. And if you think healthier options aren't available, keep an eye out for fried avocado bites, breaded pineapple, and even salad on a stick. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Royals going into game number three of their three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. That's at home at Kauffman Stadium with first pitch at 6:40. It is their first series back home after being on the road for a while. Their last three-game series down in Arizona, taking on the Diamondbacks, where they ended up going 2-3 for the series, winning game number one at 9-3, and game number three with a shutout 4-0. With the recent winning streak they've been on, they have climbed up to that number two slot now in the American League Central, just one game ahead of the Minnesota Twins, with an overall record now of 44-48. They are still roughly 14 games behind the Detroit Tigers at 58-34. After tonight's game, they do have a day off before Friday, kicking off another three-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium, taking on the New York Mets with a first pitch on Friday evening at 7:10, an afternoon game on Saturday at 3:10, and a midday game on Sunday at 1:10 before heading back on the road to Seattle. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Senior Legion baseball team hosting doubleheaders with Hiawatha Wednesday and Corning on Saturday this week. Games at 6 and 8 p.m. Wednesday versus Hiawatha at Feldhausen Field. Corning is in Saturday for games at 3 and 5 p.m. ahead of zone play coming up July 16th through the 20th.
Let's go racing this Friday night at the Beatrice Speedway. It's a special week as the classic Midwest stock cars roll into Beatrice to race alongside your favorite classes. Extra purse money will be handed out to the stock car class if 25 or more cars race as well. And the racing doesn't end on Friday night when next Monday, July 14th, the Joey Hergott Memorial Race rumbles onto the Beatrice Speedway. A full month of racing kicks off this Friday night at the Beatrice Speedway. Information available at beatricespeedway.com or their Facebook page.
Welcome to Faradise. The Washington County Fair returns July 16th through the 20th. Judging and competitions kick off on Wednesday, and the fair fun continues through Saturday. Thursday night kicks off with the Ranch Rodeo at 8. Then plan to support your local 4-H youth Friday night at the Livestock Premium Auction at 7, along with the FFA Alumni Mountain Oyster Fry and a crowd favorite dodgeball tournament. Saturday, July 19th is packed, starting with the big parade through Washington at 6 p.m. After the parade, bring the kids for a family fun mentalist show, inflatables, pedal pole, and the moto rodeo at the fairground. Don't forget the live music from Pete Guile at 8:30. For the full event lineup, visit WashingtonCountyKSFair.com. That's WashingtonCountyKSFair.com. It's sure to be a great week.
Prairie skies and sunflower vibes. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 18th through the 22nd. 4-H and open class entries accepted Friday, July 18th, 4 until 8 p.m., with a ranch rodeo that evening at 7. Saturday night, July 19th, it's figure 8 races at 7, and join an open mic night on stage at 8. Sunday will include a car show from 1 to 5, gospel music with House of the Rising Sun on the square downtown, with the annual fair parade beginning at 6 o'clock. Inflatables, music, and pedal pull on the grounds after the parade. Monday night's round robin competition and a pool party for 4-H families with an outdoor movie at dark. Finally, Tuesday, July 22nd, fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public beginning at 5, with the livestock auction at 6:30. Full schedule on Facebook at Marshall County Fair, which runs July 18th through the 22nd at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids.
KNDY.